Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
13 minutes past four. Welcome to the second hour of Drive 959 on the street, on the air with Glenn Skumba and Khomotso. This Tuesday afternoon, it is sunny in Johannesburg, but we've got low budget temperatures, by the way. The funny thing is, the difference between Cape Town and Johannesburg, ne? If you look at the temperatures, Cape Town kicks off at 12 degrees. The highest temperature is 18. Joburg starts at 1 or minus 1 up to 18.
We catch up fast. We catch up fast.
From 1.
We are that province that's just on the move.
Got answers for days, right?
Good
answers.
I got none.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah?
Well, we want to hear your answer after I tell you about our drive moment today, because I think in total. So, here's the question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Dipoko, ghosts, spirits, energies, or anything beyond this world? And what's the one experience you had that if you told someone, they'll probably wouldn't believe you? So we're talking about things that we cannot explain. Dipoko, the ghost, the shadow in the room. And I was telling Andy, like, you know, she was saying she does not live in that world. She does not believe in ghosts. Have you ever noticed that whenever there's a death, especially in a hotel, they'll never give you the room number? When they say someone died in a hotel, they'll never say, no, so-and-so was found dead in room 1. So every time, especially in these old hotels, yo, when I book into those hotels, I'm thinking, this hotel is like 50 years old.
Yeah. Something matters.
Yeah. So they'll never give you the, because otherwise, can you imagine if room 145, lo and obo book that room?
I never.
It's Salni. Jay
Salni. No. And also, you know what's the thing about paranormal activity in general, right? Is that you actually are also scared to talk about it because you make it too real. You actually, like, every time, and I've said the story on air, but I'll say it again, but every time I talk about it, it's all over again. Like, it will happen again. So a while back, a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, a while back, I was driving in the hood, I think between Jaulani Muletsani, so somewhere there. It was AM hours. Yes, I do that sometimes.
And, you used to.
Okay, whatever. And as I was driving, we saw this lady who looked out of it. Like,
there are the
heavily
ghosts.
Intoxicated, yeah. Right?
There are the ghosts.
And then I was like, are you going to allow me to finish this story? No, guys, this lady does not look well. We say hi. And did we stop? We put this lady in the car. The lady, we're trying to get directions. But eventually we got there. This is like now after 4, almost 5 a.m. The following day, so we drop her off. She straddles around, gets into the yard, right? The following day, I'm like, no, man, I want to check if that lady is sharp. Indeed, kya hopola rile kai drive the ki feet le ki welcome ki makoko mongera makoko kya mujesa kere. We say yesterday we dropped off a lady dressed in such and such a way. She was really out of it. I'm looking for her. Is she fine? Did we drop her off at the right house? Because I can remember she was getting lost. So I was not even sure if we dropped her off at the right place. Nkhono arkon. Oh, I moto wena wila resiya khal. Kero, what do you mean? Urisile uchoreng makoko ar utlokofet a couple of years ago.
Kena pobus sing miss.
Hey! 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 Guys, kahatela.
She passed on a long time ago.
Yeah, like a couple of years ago.
So they already know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they say that I'm not the first person to bring her home and then inquire afterwards. As if or as if she's pushing us. No, but you can't just leave it here. Sure. Tell them you brought me home.
Wow.
I'm still shook even today.
Sure.
Still shook today. And the worst thing, I guess sometimes spoke about it, sit like when only one, like we'll be here and you'll be the only one seeing.
Why are you pointing your finger at me?
Because you're the guy. You're the guy. Seeing shadows and whatever, but we all were conversing with her. It's not like.
So you had a conversation in the spa.
I gave the spogo a lift, my guy.
So Nomsa Wasekaya is leaving Silver Star Casino, going to Tembis.
Okay.
She remembers Apume Silver Star. That's the last thing she remembers. The next thing, she's in the middle of Pretoria.
Why Chum?
Why Chum, Abriji? She doesn't remember anything, no off ramp, nothing.
Sabubi.
I can take Kumbulai. And Wes, it's not only her in the car.
This is the part that gets me.
Like, there's two like of more. Them. The two are actually moving Peto Bibalen. But Badluli won't come off ramp. They only woke up like Mkondo, only came back when they are in somewhere in the middle of Pretoria. I don't know. I've never seen a Sporo or had a conversation in a Sporo. Because even if I did,
no, you don't know.
I don't know. Oh, you guys won't believe me. Because I'm learning that serious.
Baskumba, you won't even know. I mean, growing up, I remember there was spokusako toilet. This is between Pinky Pinky. So she baba nyan ba.
O Pinky Pinky wapo na upagaro from yung ganuam. Upagare puch wapo na Pinky Pinky and couldn't speak for a week after seeing Pinky Pinky.
Guys, those things are scary.
So there you go, guys. I hope you're not scared. I hope you guys are not scared.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
What are some spiritual hacks you do to cleanse yourself? Space of bad vibes. Ghost stories are often passed down in families or communities. What were you told growing up? So that's what we are talking about. You had Skumba and Khomotso stories. Would love to hear your stories. 20 minutes past four. Now I'm out of here.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
Some years ago, I think I was coming from a gig in Polokwane, man.
Okay.
Because I used to do a lot of gigs in Polokwane. I was with Lekunutu Seboko. It's a friend of mine. And as we were driving in what I always call no man's land.
Okay.
The bushes on the side of the road. We saw a fire.
Okay.
But it was not burning, Komut.
What do you mean? You saw like that, but it was not burning.
I can't explain it. It was like a tree. It had caught fire, but it was not burning. Something, maybe. Komuto, Azangi, you know? Because sometimes you feel that you are in a car, you are safe. You are going to slow down. Kuluta Remun. Matagu. Ari Remun.
I don't understand this. Not what's you know the Bible better than me.
Yes.
This tree that burns, but it is not burning in
Moses.
The Bible.
Yes.
Moses.
Moses.
Oh, okay.
We go to church every week. You should know this.
When he was given the Ten Commandments.
So you saw Moses' tree.
It's not Moses' tree, but it was strange, man. It was like a tree. There was a fire on the tree, but the tree was not burning. Let me put it that way.
Sounds like Moses' tree.
For some reason, because we thought it was not natural. It didn't make sense. We took off.
Let's have a mulu.
Because it didn't make sense. Yeah, this tree was not even traveling. It was like in one place. You know?
Well, the on tree the side, shouldn't
on
travel.
On the side
where
of
was
the
this tree?
No, but...
Where was this?
We were coming back from Limpopo.
Naturally.
So, kiko mudimule. Was this ko mudimule maybe?
Ne thakasini bekile on TV kushaka ilembe.
Oh, bad labo.
Nina.
Hi, bo.
Have you ever seen a ghost? Have any ghost stories?
No.
That's a ghost.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
No. I don't think so.
So, yeah, the tree was, but it was not, Skumba, it was not burning. There was fire. And the fire was not even spreading. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It was like in one space.
Kusha, just the tree.
But it's
not actually spreading.
That's the thing.
Moshe.
Oh, pulukunutu
ngi Moshe. Moshe.
Moses. Hey, Kunza. Kunza, ngisakhuluma no Kunza. Uvali mic wena ngizokho ikholi ukhona phela ibhozeti. Kunza. Asanga ra bona mollo re tswa pulukwane mfanaka. A drop a voice note ang mfonelanga kodwa.
Share your voice note now.
0636880959.
We've got did Lukunu to send a voice note?
Matlaku, I remember that day very well. I actually was the one driving, and we saw this tree. Actually, we saw light, and this light was actually amazing on the freeway. We sort of thought there was a car burning, and as we reached that point, we realized it was just a tree burning. And as we looked at the tree, the leaves were not, you know, on fire. Then that light switched off. So I don't know, maybe it might have been a ghost, I don't know, but yeah, I remember it very well.
Como Copani.
Was it Mukopani?
Mukopani.
Even
yeah.
I thought it was Mudimule, because Mudimule has got all sorts
of
stories.
Yeah. Como Copani, yeah.
Lenny, do you not think that maybe you should have gone there to get the Ten Commandments?
You've got voice notes.
I think it was June. Yeah, June. Reza Mereko go high. So after Oshisan Pepo, my child was sleeping. It was okay. Then I went back into the kitchen. But kibona. Then kishabela kumbra kibona nkaro mwana kofuile. Mwana na mwana na waparinto te wait. When I went back, amo gamo ring, guys. Mwana orobeti fall asleep. Like, oh, dead. Mwana orobeti. That's when I saw, like, yo, guys. Into the appeal. Apparently, my dad said, or kibona topolos. Like, into the appeal, guys.
Yeah, wana ndaba esponga. That used to work nicely for our topis and our grandfathers and our fathers in the olden days. Because obviously there was no cell phones, so they would sleep out, come back the next day and play me spogo. That spogo was, hey, uncle, the spogo was taking uncle. Every time Magaholi, his spogo was intact. I made a kena, I born a lady. She's fighting fire with fire.
Yes.
My uncle passed on last year. We went to his house to visit, and as I was about to close the door, he said, "Oskankwala kamenku."
Huh?
So yeah, these things exist.
Sure.
How fainty, Bahulu, how fainty.
So I got a call from a Nombuso here saying by her grandmother's house, there is a ghost lady in KZN called Intombi Yekoksi.
Yeah, what?
Intombi Yekoksi. That woman apparently is beautiful and targets men after midnight or 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You walk with her when uti weyashela kanti you have walked past your house and find yourself in another area. So she says her uncles have stories for days about her. Kumele siyondlula kule gazi.
Ile gazi lelo eChablan police station. EChablan police station khomotsi opposite Soweto theater.
Yeah.
Once in a while there's always going to be a ghost fighting their girlfriend. And when you go to the police station to open the case or to ask police to help you, the police will say, no, don't worry. Lenti challenge the guy is powerless.
Come on, so I say,
yes.
Kila Ibon?
Yes.
It didn't say Ibon anyway.
No, but I have. There. And the violence in that beating. The violence. You'll hear people hooting. Because it's so violent.
And it's
like
real.
One more shot, bah, and when you know it's just screaming.
And then you go to the police station, but the police will say, nah, I don't know.
So, sorry.
It's Pogosai.
Gasaba Spogosai. Copela Sekir.
Sure.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
Guys, I'm alone here in the office. Everyone has left. I still have stuff to do. And now you're coming up to Tabazadi Poko now. And then as I'm listening to you, Homozo, I go try to take a irregular road that I speak to on the other side. As I'm in the toilet, then you guys are coming up. I went out, I ran.
So
I think I'm sleeping with the light on today.
So earlier on when we were coming up with the questions, when this question was asked, yeah, abracadabra, I mentioned that there's a song called Abracadabra.
There's a song?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh yeah.
I wanna reach out and touch you. Aibo, abracadabra. Aibo, abracadabra.
Who's this?
Oh, Anel, I'm sure squatelega. We ain't gonna make it. This is Steve Mill. Who's that? Aibo.
KG, you're dancing.
Who's that? Abracadabra. Just that.
I wanna reach out and touch you.
Aibo. Aibo. Abracadabra. Steve Miller Band.
Glenn, I tava ya mulo boskumba mo kinete kinete. I also once saw fire me le mamholo aka re tswara le somewhere o magaeng. So mulola wa kinete like corona ro bona o tsamaya. So but like ona ntho e fyang kamera se kwa mara like it was dark, like it was really bushy. So like it's true, like ntho e bolelang ya hore o bone mollo wa twati lo tse di exist. It's just that no one will believe you up until ba kopana le tsona dilo tse so.
Glenn, doesn't he know a story about the ghost when you go from between Zurest and Mafikeng? Yeah, otos whoop, apparently there's a ghost there. People baba haikisang baba pegamba to will tell you about that ghost. I'm wondering if he doesn't know about that one. Otos whoop on Zurest, between Zurest and Mafikeng Road, precisely. I've heard stories because I used to hike. So, hey, Aziakala, shame on the roads, guys.
Mina, I grew up in Kwatema. I think Abakulele Tema or Abakale Tema, they will also testify to this. Kune state, you say, she able to school when she school about it says a man. And we were told this is a cool good. Lela hash lelan ebusugulia kitchen. And that statue say hash besingan and oh. So but every night ebusugu, mohambe ebusugu, uzotlangana nalo, le hash likbuze lethi virus makeup. So but mina zange ngahlangana nalo. But I think maybe kuyindlela ukuthi singahambe ebusugu sibantwana.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.